So there we were in the middle of a film at the cinema, and there's this bloke standing in front of me threatening to smack me in the gob.
What? Hang on, back up, you've lost me.
I didn't even want to be there in the first place. I'd already seen the film, but I was sort of blackmailed into it. Anyway, I wanted to leave, so I said to PJ...
Your postman? I can't believe you were at the cinema with your postman.
Pete?
Well, I'm sorry and all that, but I defy you to find someone who doesn't find the sentence, "I went to the cinema with my postman," funny.
I told you I was sort of blackmailed into it. Anyway, that's not the point, Pete. The point is, all I said was that I wasn't going to watch it till the end because the wife was a witch.
Okay, so you were a bit harsh about his wife, but that's no reason to threaten you.
You don't understand. I sort of gave away the twist of the whole film. The wife turns out to be a witch, and that's why the doors were always locked. It was a Sixth Sense rip-off. Not that bad overall, but I just wanted to go home. So in the end, PJ went all macho and gave the bloke a black eye, and now we're both banned from the cinema.
Well, it sounds great. I'm sorry I couldn't have been there. Oh, dear. So, Cassie, sounds like you've been seeing a lot of that PJ. How did that happen?
You know, ever since he turned up at the guest house in Real, and especially since you deserted me in such a shameless fashion. I don't know, I think he thinks he should keep an eye out for me.
But why would he think that?
I suspect Dad's asked him to.
How does Bill know PJ?
They got drunk together that time, remember?
No.
Dorky's in the bin?
No.
Oh, it was ages ago. We used to have such fun in them days, before you left. It was when Dad was staying with me. I take the keys under the dustbin lid and PJ helped him fish him out because he'd fallen in.
Ah, yeah, no, I remember. But why does PJ think you need looking after?
To be honest, I think my dad thinks I can't cope.
Well, if so, why PJ? Why doesn't he keep an eye on you himself?
Because he thinks I can't cope.
Oh, look, forget it.
Which, of course, I can't.
Can't what?
Cope without you. In fact, I've no idea how I've managed so long. I still miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too, honey. It's been really hard for me too, you know. But, I mean, it hasn't been so bad, has it?
It's been bleeding awful. You must return at once.
No, I wish I could. But you know I couldn't turn this job down. It was a fantastic offer. And I needed to spread my wings, Cass. I need to prove I can do at least one thing by myself.
I know. It's just that...
Okay, I've said it before, but...
What?
I didn't choose her over you. I didn't leave because of her.
I know.
Yeah, what I mean is... I didn't not choose you. It was just time for me to go, Cass.
I know. Ignore me, I'm just being silly. How is Jenny?
Oh, Jenny's great, you know. I mean, she's so pleased to be back in the US. I mean, I've never seen her so happy.
You're happy too, right? Right, Pete?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, how could I not be? It never rains in Southern California. Blazing sunshine every day, trips to the beach at the weekend. I'm getting paid bucket loads for practically no work at all. I mean, it's perfect.
Oh, I'm happy for you, Pete. I really am.
And the time difference makes it perfect, because I get to wake you up every morning.
And I get to say goodnight to you every night.
Yeah, speaking of goodnight, I'd better get to bed, actually. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning over here.
And I should be getting up. I've all sorts of things to do today. Night, Pete. Sleep well.
Morning, Cass. Have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Or today.
Depending on where you are.
William?
No, Janet, I'm not helping you with two down. Shouldn't you be at work?
No, I don't have any meetings until this afternoon. And it's not about the crossword, William. Although, why you won't help me with the gardening clues, I'll never know. I mean, what's the point of having one of the country's leading experts on all things horticultural in the house if they won't tell you the Latin name for the stinging nettle?
Oh, well, it all starts off with a Latin name for something or other, and then all of a sudden I'm being accused of trying to take over. And the next thing I know, I'm an oppressive paternalist dictator, and I find myself sleeping on the sofa, so... No, Janet, I'm not helping you with two down.
Alan Titchmarsh should tell me. I hear he's very generous with his gardening knowledge. And I'd never make him sleep on the sofa.
Ha! Alan Titchmarsh wouldn't know his Urtica dioica from his Urtica urines.
Urtica dioica? Oh, that fits! anyway. That's not what I wanted to talk to you about.
What sort of crossword are you doing? So, what did you want to talk to me about, Janet?
I'm concerned about Cassie.
You are?
I'm her mother, William. Of course I'm concerned about her. What sort of a mother would I be if I wasn't concerned about her?
Look, I'm worried about her too. What with Pete not turning up in Rill for their birthday tradition and then running off to America with Jenny. But she's so upset she can hardly concentrate on her work.
Huh? What are you talking about? Peter's gone. When did he go? America? Why did nobody tell me?
Janet, he left 3 weeks ago. Don't you remember Cassie coming round in tears?
Yeah, of course I remember. She was upset because some boyfriend or other had left her. Or something. Again. Oh, was it that awful policeman?
No, Janet. It was Pete. You remember Pete, her best friend since they were six. Her only real friend had just left the country forever. She cried for an entire day, Janet. You gave her that lecture on independence and learning how to live without a man.
Ah, yes. I thought it was a boyfriend. I didn't realise we were talking about Pete.
Well, we were talking about Pete. And now he's been gone 3 weeks and I think we should keep a close eye on her from now on.
Why?
Because this is the longest they've ever been apart. Oh, you know Cassie. She's probably pretending that he's on holiday or something. Sooner or later it'll hit her that he's not coming back. And I'm guessing sooner. The next couple of days are crucial. She's going to need all the support she can get.
Am I not always totally supportive? The women's group are always telling me how wonderfully supportive I am. She just needs to be kept busy.
I think it'll take more than that. Hang on. If you didn't know about Pete, why were you so concerned about her?
Well, she promised me that she'd design the enrolment form for the Conference on Legal Representation for Survivors of Domestic Abuse. And, you know, I don't think she's even started it yet.
What?
It is my first national conference, William, and I'm having to organise it all by myself, you know. My colleagues get very snippy if everything isn't done just right. Lawyers are notoriously picky. She promised she'd help. I suppose she'll have more time now that Peter's out of the country.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know, I'll get her to organise the catering. Oh. That'll keep her busy. William! William, I haven't finished yet. Where are you going? I'm still speaking. Do you know, I'm still speaking to you. Where are you going?
Say you're tired of singing that same old song.
Vacuuming, check. Dusting, check. Windows cleaned, check. Moving on.
You need another step.
Washing, check. CDs alphabetized, check. And redecorate spare room, check. Where am I getting all this free time?
Sing it one more
time. Ironing. No, no one has that much free time.
So won't you just sing it one more time for the broken hearted.
Hello? Fine, fine. I'm just doing my tax return.
So, how was the cinema?
Oh, we had fun. This blight just started to get
good,
a bit smart.
Good, now, listen, PJ. We are at the critical stage now. She's just about ready to blow. She's hanging by a thread, and I can't say what will happen when it snaps. I don't even want to think about it. All I can say is it's... well, it's not going to be pretty.
You don't have to tell me. I've seen him. All that mascara and snot.
So, it's... it's later than we originally thought, but I'm afraid it has come to this after all. I don't think she should be left alone.
At all?
Well, I suppose it's okay during the day, but it's the evenings I'm worried about. Now, Janet has agreed to take a couple of nights, and I was wondering if you could too. It's time, PJ.
You really think so?
Yep. All the training, all those drills and dry runs, it's time for the real thing. Now, PJ, are you ready?
Of course I am. So we're really going to do it?
Yeah. We are. Go for launch.
Brilliant. Cassie Watts, 2003. Brilliant.
And of course, you mustn't find out that it's her.
What, set up?
We're not plotting a crime, PJ. She must never find out that
there's a top secret operation. Ooh, gotta have a code name.
Why on earth should we need a code?
So she doesn't find out. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Or in case we need to talk while she's there. Huh? Huh? Hey? Huh? See? See? Didn't think of that, did you?
No, PJ, we are not having a code name.
Every top secret operation needs a code name, Bill.
You just keep an eye on her tonight.
Mm. Day one of Cassie Watson.
You know, if you must, drop by, have a chat, keep her occupied.
Orders received and understood, Billy boy.
Yeah, well, just don't make it too obvious.
All right. Operation Breakdown.
Mm-hmm. No, PJ.
You're right. It's too obvious. Rain Cloud.
No.
Tits Up.
No.
Chick Snap.
No.
Oh, I got it. Operation... Oh, my.
Evening, Cassie.
PJ, come in. What can I do for you?
Well, nothing really. I was just passing.
You live on the other side of town?
Yes, I do. So I thought I'd go for a walk.
In your car?
As I was saying, I thought I'd go for a drive, and all of a sudden I was really thirsty. And I thought to myself, who do I know?
Kettle's on. Cup of coffee.
Who lives in this area?
Black with one.
Yes, please.
Go.
Thanks.
Shall we go through?
Yeah. So, work good?
Yeah. I've got a meeting with a potential client tomorrow. Big job, if he likes me. He's very picky about his consultants. Fired three already.
Three. Really? Sounds tough. Cassie?
Yeah?
Can I kiss you?
PJ?
Not in any boyfriendly way.
Of course not.
Because I'm not your boyfriend?
No, you're definitely
not. Definitely not. No, no matter how many times we bump into each other at the cinema.
Purely by coincidence.
Totally by coincidence. And it's not as if I'm around here every night.
No.
I mean, I went out with Bill last Saturday.
So you did. You didn't tell him anything, did you?
No. There was nothing to tell, because I'm not going out with you.
No.
No. We'd rather stay in. Together. As friends.
That's right.
Not best friends.
No.
Because that would be...
Pete.
Exactly. We're just friends.
Yeah.
Friends who kiss. Occasionally. With tongues. A little south.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, mate.
Mate.
Oh, shut up now. So, thanks for the pleasant evening. I enjoyed staying in with you.
The pleasure was all mine.
Three times, I believe. Last time I checked the score, that was 5-3. Maybe we should do it again. Very soon.
Good night, PJ.
Good night, Cassie.
And don't forget, I'll be in the Coriana on King Street tomorrow night, if you happen to be passing.
The Coriana?
Don't be late. The table's booked for 8.
8? Okay, I'll check my diary.
And don't wear that green suit.
Oh, yeah. Night, Cassie. 5-3, 5-3, 5-3.
We could all be as perfect as you. And yes, Jen, it probably will be Cassie. Hello?
Is this a bad time?
No, of course it's not a bad time. Cassie!
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am now. Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
No need to ask why you're late. I've not needed my alarm clock since you left, till today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to talk about it.
No, I'd rather not, thanks. So, come on, tell me, what did you do yesterday?
Loads and loads. It's funny, I'm getting so much more done in a day. Must be all these early mornings. And, you'll never guess what.
What?
They've officially started Cassie Watch.
Have they? What's that then?
Dad, my mother and PJ all secretly making sure that I don't do a nutty and cry for 2 days straight. Again.
How do you know it's officially started?
Well, PJ came round last night and Dad rang 5 times yesterday.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
My mother called me twice yesterday.
Twice? Blimey, Cass, that is serious. Have you told them there's no need?
Ugh, what's the point?
Fair enough.
And presentation. Printing! With 2 hours to spare. Thank you. Thank you very much.
G'day, Cassie.
PJ, I've already had my post this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
Look, you don't have to pretend to have extra letters that you forgot to post the first time.
I wasn't. I wouldn't. I couldn't anyway.
I've talked to my dad and I know about Cassie Watch.
Cass, I'm not your correspondence operative anymore.
And he says that Cassie Watch is over.
They've given me a new route.
So you don't have to, you know, check up on me anymore. What?
Well, actually, I asked for a new one. I just don't think it's ethical now that you and I are...
So, why are you here?
Well, do I need a reason to see my...
PJ?
I was going to say friend.
And you're here because...
I have an actual reason.
Which is?
I won't be able to pass by the Korean restaurant tonight. I've got to go to the airport.
Going somewhere nice?
Nah, not me. I forgot my sister's coming over.
Your sister? Never said you had a sister.
She's my twin.
Twin? And you forgot she was coming all the way from Australia, tomorrow, to visit you.
Yeah, well, we're not close. She's much older.
But you said that...
Them 15 minutes make a huge difference. And besides, girls mature faster than boys, everyone knows that.
Well, that's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, after all, you can't leave her stranded.
15 minutes, Cass, it's a long time. Just say the word.
Oh, don't be silly. I've got a recipe I've been meaning to try out anyway.
Recipe for love?
I'll ask Dad round. Mum's busy with a conference. He'll be glad of the company. Anyway, it's not as if it was a date or anything.
Heaven forbid. Well, okay then, Cassie. I'll see you... around.
In conclusion, through my thorough analysis, I've calculated that you could increase your turnover by 16% within the next 6 months, if only you can unlock the German market. I, gentlemen and lady, will give you the keys.
Oh. I tell you, that was excellent, Miss Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Allison.
Well, what do you think, Frank?
Well, I think we need to look into some of the figures. I mean, the IT outlay alone would have to be disproportionately high.
Well, I have a friend who could advise you in that area. He could come in and... Well, I had a friend.
Quite. And to be honest, Mark, I'm not wild on the Germany idea in the first place. I'm not sure we should be focusing on Europe. The USA, that perhaps that would
My
be...
My friend went there 3 weeks ago. California. Loves the sunshine. Goes to the beach every weekend. Went with a friend from school. She's his girlfriend now, of course. Jenny. It's okay, though. He didn't leave me for her. Not that he could leave me in that way. We've never gone out, see? Only ever kissed her once. Wasn't great. I even set them up, you know. So I suppose you could say it's all my fault that he went over there 3 weeks ago. He's not on holiday.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Brown.
by. Janet! Janet, you'll never guess who that was.
Who?
The BBC.
What? The entire corporation, William?
No, Janet, just the DG. Apparently, one of their experts on green fingers...
Green what?
The gardening show, Janet, on BBC Two. Where they show people how to fix their problem areas in their gardens. Anyway, one of the experts was rushed to hospital with appendicitis or an exploded intestine or something. It wasn't very clear. Anyway, they want me. Isn't that good? He'll be out for a few weeks at least, so who knows if it goes well.
TV?
Yes, Janet?
William, you're a horticulturalist, not some performing monkey.
Yippee!
Despite appearances to the contrary. William, you have actual credentials. You can't be seriously considering...
I'm going to be on the telly.
Oh, you didn't say yes.
No. I said I'd be at the studio in half an hour.
Oh, William. Weren't you supposed to be going to Cassie's tonight?
Oh, blast. Oh, so somebody should be with her.
No, don't look at me. I'm looking at venues.
Venues?
For the conference, William. William, do you never listen to me?
Can't it wait until tomorrow?
Well, I thought we weren't doing that Cassie Watch thing.
We're not.
So she'll be fine.
But what if she isn't? What if she's
William, you're like an old mother hen. Well, if it will stop you laying eggs, I'll go.
Oh, thank you, Janet.
Coming. Cassie, dear, what, are you crying? Are those tears?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
don't worry, darling. Mummy's here now. Come here, darling.
Oh, there. Oh, dear, dear.
If you just take a left, Mr. Brown.
Call me Bill.
Oh, well, this, Bill, is makeup. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Anaïs here.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Hello, Anaïs.
Hiya, come sit down.
Oh, right, yes, thank you.
Oh. Right. Mm. Oh, you're a bit dry.
Yes. Well, I'm doing a lot of gardening. I spend a lot of time in the garden. Excuse me, that'll be a text. Oh, blast. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Hey, Jay, speak.
Peach. Mayday.
Is that the code name?
No, Peach. Janet has sent an SOS. Cassie must be in a bad way.
I'm on my way.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Mr. Brown?
Yeah.
Bill!
Family emergency!
So, where are we going to now?
To Cassie's.
And Cassie's who?
As I said before, my friend.
Have you had a crack at her?
Yeah. Not that it's any of your bees,
well,
Rachel.
Well, then... What are we going to your girlfriend's house for?
Because she's just realised that Pete's gone away.
And Pete is who?
Her best friend.
And they had a crack at it?
No!
Okay, so this Pete went away, what, today?
Nah, 3 weeks ago.
Well, so why is she so...
It's really complicated.
Well, I can imagine it would be.
Yeah, well, we're nearly there.
Goody, goody gumdrops.
Dad. Mother. I am fine. I admit that I was a little upset earlier on, but then I went to the Trafford Centre, and you'd be surprised what a good shopping session a £400 pair of shoes can do for the spirits.
Well, you seem pretty upset to me.
Mother, let me assure you one last time that I was not, I repeat, not crying. I promise, I was just trying out that French onion soup recipe you gave me. And Dad, despite what you think, I am fully capable of functioning without Pete.
Well, why didn't you use that trick with the teaspoon that I showed you?
I'm sorry, darling.
I mean, it always works for me, Cassie.
But listen, I even managed to get myself a new client today, despite going off on one after my presentation, so I'm fine.
You just pop it into your...
Why is your face half orange?
Hmm? Oh, I was going to be on TV tonight.
Really?
Yeah, they called me.
The science of it.
Still, I suppose they'll call again.
Fascinating to know things
like that. Sorry. No, it's OK.
Are you listening to
me? It's my own fault for underestimating you.
Honestly, I'm beginning to think that neither of you ever listen to me at all.
Huh?
Oh, that'll be PJ.
You called PJ?
Yes.
Dad!
What? I thought it was a crisis.
And you thought he'd help? Oh. PJ, I am not letting you in. You've had a wasted journey. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. Absolutely fine. You of all people should know that. I don't miss Pete. Quite the contrary. I've never been happier. I've never had so much free time. I've even started making a quilt by hand. So you see, it's almost a relief that he's gone. PJ?
You rang, milady?
No, I didn't.
Yes, I know. And to be honest, I was offended about that.
About what?
The overall lack of begging me to come back. Oh, who was I kidding? Of course I couldn't do it. Wing spreading is highly overrated, in my opinion. I've missed you, Cass.
Oh, Peter!
Come here.
Peter?
Peter?
Oh. Oh.
So, that's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
In that bloke's arms?
Yeah.
That bloke who I'm assuming is Pete?
Yeah.
Who's at present in the US?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not really that complicated. I mean, this is complicated. Do you remember Rondell from home? The one with the huge nostrils? He's married to Shelley's brother. I mean, not Shelley, but Tupperware Shelley? Well, he's got the macadamia shop near Tuggeranong Plaza. Well, Rondell was over at Shawno's. I mean, she's all over him like a cheap suit. You know Shawno's. Stinks of fish and teaches all the history at the tech. Which is bizarre, because her husband...
That was A Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy. Cassie was played by Deborah Stevenson. Pete was Dave Lamb. PJ Brendan Burns, Maddie Julia Morris, Mr. Allison Stephen Critchlow, Janet Porter Wilcox, and Bill was Mike Grady. The producer was Dawn Ellis.